The Daily Buzz is made possible with support from Studio Movie Grill, opening hearts and minds one story at a time. A trip to SMG is unlike any other entertainment experience. Whether you come early or stay late, we'll set the mood for a great night to socialize and connect with an immersive movie-going experience. And independent filmmakers, you can four-wall your film or find a home at the many film festivals they host in their 30 locations across the country. And Onward, a search-driven brand experience agency. In today's heads-down society, people crave relevance, emotional connection, and honest information. Our pioneering search-first process delivers the credible insights for informed marketing communications.
You're listening to The Daily Buzz on kcpw.org, moviecitynews.com, and You Offend Me, You Offend My Family. My name is Minji Chang, and we are on location in Park City, Utah, at the 2018 Sundance Film Festival. We're coming to you from Slam Dance headquarters on historic Main Street, interviewing some of this year's most important and exciting voices in the independent film world. Joining me this morning are my co-hosts John Wildman and Lancia Wan. Today, we are talking about the Indie Episodic category at Sundance and speaking with the filmmakers from The Mortified Guide, a docuseries that dives into the painfully awkward adolescent stories. The Daily Buzz also ventures remotely to speak with Amy Adrian, the director of Half the Picture.
And welcome back to The Daily Buzz. This is John Wildman. I am joined by my co-host, Minji Chang. And right now we're going to talk about The Mortified Guide, which is one of the indie episodics here at Sundance, because it's not just about films. We also have TV and episodics here. And I've got a team here. I'm going to let you guys introduce yourselves. Mike?
Hi, I'm Mike Mayer. I'm the showrunner of The Mortified Guide.
And we got Dave.
Hi, I'm Dave Nadelberg. I am executive producer of the show and creator of the stage show on which it's based.
And, of course, Neil.
Hi, my name is Neil Katcher, and I'm the executive producer of The Mortified Guide, and I also run All Things Mortified.
Okay. And let's talk about the show in particular. And, Mike, why don't you describe what the series is?
Sure. So the series is about adults reading their own childhood diaries, love letters, any sort of writings from their childhood out loud in front of strangers. And it's based on the Mortified stage show that Dave created and Dave and Neil run. And what's great about the series is that it's a six-part series, and each episode is about a different universal childhood theme, like fitting in, love and sex, or the episode we're showing here at Sundance, which is family.
Right. My wife, Justina Walford, often participates, both when we were in New York and now in Dallas, in reading and similar to The Moth and things like that. So that was very familiar to me. But I was very curious as to, because I'd never seen the Mortified stage show, I was very curious as to how this was going to translate,
right?
And of course, was as entertained and as much as I was hoping to be. But can you guys talk about that challenge of making that work for this medium?
Yeah, I mean, this is Dave speaking. So you know, for years we've experimented with doing TV and web series and films for Mortified. And very often it can come off as being sort of stiff and just sort of, it's people sharing their very intimate childhood diaries. And it takes a special, I think, kind of aesthetic. And a couple years ago, Neil and I teamed up with Mike to direct a movie called Mortified Nation, which is now out on Netflix. And that was the first time I think we really cracked it, at least on a professional level. We had done a web series years ago that Neil spent a lot of time editing. That was as professional as we could make it on a $10 budget.
But let's talk about cracking
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
let's talk about how.
Sure, absolutely. Because that was the challenge. I mean, I was introduced to Mortified as a fan. I was brought to a show in Hollywood. I really didn't know much about it, which, by the way, is the best way to go to anything. And I sat in the audience and I saw these people who I'd never met before reading their, intimate, embarrassing childhood writings and sharing them with us. And I saw in these people on stage my own childhood fears, my own, hopes and things like that. And it was like a very enlightening, you know, unifying kind of experience. And my goal when I made Mortified Nation, the feature doc, was to capture that energy and that excitement that I felt as an audience member in the room. And so really the way I tried to crack, you know, making it work on film or on TV was to not kind of change it, but to capture it, to kind of treat it like a documentary, a true documentary, to keep the lights low, to keep the room, you know, moody, smoky, to use cameras that were really low down and in the audience, right?
Which is that
That was one of the big things that we really wanted to make sure came across. The relationship between the person on stage and the audience, mm-hmm. and treating the audience like a character, and not just sort of treating them like the sort of like thing that's happening in the background at like a typical like concert, concert comedy show or like a stand-up special. We really wanted you to feel like, no, the audience is there and they're relating to what that person is saying. And just sort of, there's a certain feeling you get when you're sitting in the audience at a live Mortified show, where you feel the sense of connection with the person who's sharing their innermost secrets from their childhood. And there's that sort of feeling of not feeling alone. And so going to a live Mortified feels like you're building a community, not just seeing a live comedy show. Mm. And so that was something we really wanted to capture in the episodes, that when someone's watching at home, they also feel like, oh, I'm not the only one who had that like crush that never paid attention to me in high school.
Right. And a horrifyingly embarrassing experience. I actually was so delighted to know that this is happening, because I had the pleasure of seeing a friend actually perform at a live Mortified show. And that experience was unlike anything. I didn't know what I was getting myself into. It was hilarious. It was heartbreaking. And my biggest question is about the selection process. Mm-hmm. Who ends up getting chosen? Because I'm sure there's so many different stories that could end up in the live show and in the episodic. So I'm just curious about that process.
Well, for the stage show, I'll let Mike talk about the selection for the TV show. But for the stage show, you know, it's not about talent. So we don't care if you're funny as an adult. You could be a hilarious comedian, but that doesn't necessarily hold weight in terms of will you be funny and Mortified. All that matters for the most part is, did you write embarrassing stuff when you were a kid? And you're just sort of stuck with what you got. And our job as producers, as curators, is to help people figure out which excerpts from your diaries, your love letters, your home movies will resonate with an audience of strangers. And so we really just look for things that are ridiculous based on the merit of like what they wrote.
And then as we transitioned that into making the series, it really became about, okay, so now we're going to tell focus on a theme, you know, in each episode. So let's find stories that tell very specific, you know, examples of that theme. And let's find stories that complement each other. I mean, so the obvious one for family is, you know, let's find stories about grandparents and about right. parents and about siblings. And, you know, and that was actually, in a way, kind of the easiest episode to break right. down.
Or stories where it's like, I hate my parents. And then the next one is like, I love my, you know, right. siblings or whatever.
Well, I think, you know, and to me, I mean, there are obvious things that are hilarious and whatever, but those little unexpected things, like someone who actually addressed their journal to their dead grandfather, right. you know, those kind of things are just genius, I think. Again, we've been talking about The Mortified Guide, which is one of the indie episodics playing at Sundance. We've had Mike Meyer, who's the originator, Dave Nadelberg, who's the creator of the stage show, and Neil Katcher, who's the executive producer. Thank you guys for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome back to The Daily Buzz. My name is Minji Chang, and I'm your host. I'm sitting here with Amy Adrian, who is the director of a documentary premiering here at Sundance Film Festival called Half the Picture. Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm fantastic.
Are you excited? I found out just a second ago that you're premiering tonight.
That's right. In a few hours at 5:30 at the Prospector Theater. And I am so excited. We've been here for a few days already. And I can't wait to share the film with an audience. So I'm very nervous. I'm very excited and looking forward to our screening.
The anticipation is high. Can you, for our listeners out there who haven't experienced your film and it's just about to premiere, can you give us a little bit of background about what your film is?
Yeah. So Half the Picture is a feature documentary film about women film and TV directors. So we interview high-profile women like Ava DuVernay, who made Selma, and Jill Soloway, who made Transparent and I Love Dick, and Lena Dunham, who made Girls, and Miranda July, who's sitting on a couch right next to me, who made Me and You and Everyone We Know. Just like a ton of great women directors. And we talk to them about just their like experiences in the industry. So how they first made their first films, how they moved into the studio system if they did, how did they get into TV, kind of challenges and frustrations along the way and how they got through them. You know, how they balance having a family with like a directing career, which is so demanding.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So basically like I'm a female filmmaker and I just ask them all the things I wanted to know to like help me in my own journey as a filmmaker.
And in doing so, you're helping how many thousands of people that will be able to watch this and learn, and filmmakers alike and people who work with women filmmakers and understand what the struggle is or where we're at in that conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's the hope. It's, you know, for a wide audience of people who love film and also just who love like really great characters, like all the women in the documentary who are, I mean, we were talking about feisty women and I mean, they are all just incredible people who, you know, may not have gotten support or were told that what they were doing was not what other people were looking for, or that, you know, they basically didn't belong where they were.
Right.
And they just bulldozed their way through and not only persevered, but made really, you know, some of the most incredible films in cinema history.
Exactly. Absolutely. I mean, I applaud you and I thank you for making this film. I haven't seen it yet, but I think just what you've shared so far is incredibly meaningful. And I'm very curious, obviously, we've talked a lot of the conversation this year in terms of film, the industry has been a lot around, we just had the Women's March, the rally here in Park City, and then the march in Salt Lake City, right, in the midst of everything happening here at Sundance. And, you know, this is a very momentous time in history for women.
Yeah.
And for diversity in general, but especially for women to speak out about a lot of the grievances that have been basically existing forever, but haven't taken the forefront of the conversation.
Yeah.
So how does that feel, like you're premiering this film right at the kind of the, not climax, but it's just like this huge momentum.
Yeah, there is a lot of momentum, and I feel very grateful that the issue, that these issues of representation, like on screen and behind the camera, are getting so much more awareness, and people are realizing how important it is. I mean, our films and TV shows, that's our culture, and that affects, you know, how we grow up and what we think is possible in our own lives and who we see always as the hero and who's the sidekick and who gets to talk and who gets to, you know, be saved. And, you know, all of those things, we learn those lessons over and over again in film and TV. And if you only have certain people telling those stories, you know, the answers you get are skewed. And I think people are realizing that, you know, who tells the story is important. So I'm grateful that the film is coming out, you know, at a time like this. And also, one of the biggest compliments we got about the film, one of the directors who's featured in the film said, I mean, these are things that women directors have said amongst themselves, and women in general have been talking about these kinds of issues, you know, among ourselves forever. And I'm grateful that the women in the film kind of felt comfortable enough with us, with me, with our female camera team, you know, to kind of be vulnerable and share some of these things that maybe in past years they might have been more reluctant to share publicly.
Right. And again, it feeds into that, the story that's emerging, right? The complexity of why things get shared publicly, why they don't. The, you know, the fear of how it's going to damage one's career.
Right.
I mean, that's a very real thing.
Very real.
And I think it's a very timely piece. I'm very curious, how did you, you got some incredible filmmakers. I mean, Ava DuVernay, huge fan, Jill Soloway. How did that, what was the timeline? How did you get them on board to be part of this project that you
did? Well, first of all, I'm just so grateful to all of them. I mean, Jill was making two TV shows and Ava was editing Wrinkle in Time and like flying to get the, you know, Time 100 People of the Year award. And, you know, all these women are super busy and they have families and lives of their own. I'm so grateful that they sat down and talked to me. But yeah, we just kind of started with filmmakers who I loved, who I maybe had worked with or had some connection with. We did those interviews. Thank goodness those women tended to have a good experience with us, and they said, oh, you have to talk to this person. You have to talk to that. Oh, she's awesome. Have you talked to whoever? And they kind of really helped make the introductions for us.
So
and
that's very how organic. It just sounds like it unfolded.
Yeah, and that's how the network expanded. And, like, I mean, even I'm just, like, humbled. I look at all the women and the diverse kinds of films that they make. They're all totally different women, different genres, different stories. I'm just so grateful that they all sat down and you know, took time out of their lives to speak with us.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
I think what you've touched upon in just describing the film and the stories you're sharing, it is really this unspoken nuance that comes from females being behind the camera.
Yeah.
About, like you're saying, the decisions that are made of, like, who gets cast, how do they interact with one another. And that's just a perspective, even though you'll never see the female director on camera, that's an experience that we have yet to experience, and you're part of that. You know, how does that feel? You're the director of this film. You're premiering at Sundance.
Yeah,
is that exciting for you?
Of course. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm blown away by the whole experience, and I love Sundance. I've been to this festival many times, and not as a filmmaker, and just to be part of this community of, like, passionate film lovers and filmmakers is fantastic. And I do feel like, you know, in our small way, I hope we're contributing to this conversation of just respecting female voices and female stories and just presenting the women in our film who are all so incredible. And I don't have to do much. You meet them, you hear them talk, and you just fall in love with them, you know?
Right.
And I hope that we're kind of making the case on an emotional level of why it's important to have these stories told. You know,
absolutely.
It's not statistics. It's not like a lesson you need to learn. It's just you get to know these women and you think, yeah, I want to see what that woman's going to make next.
It's a human story.
Yeah.
It's not exactly what you said. It's not a hashtag. It's not a statistic. These are people with emotions and art to share.
Yeah.
Real quickly before we wrap up, are there any future projects? I know we're just jumping a little bit ahead. You're premiering today, but do you have any future projects? Because we want to know what you're going to be up to.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're excited to get this film out into the world and then take a little breath. And then I want to make a narrative film about a high school girls basketball team that's kind of like a Clerks meets Hoosiers. It's like a sports story, but it's also like cool Jersey girls. Like,
that sounds amazing.
Like I am. I mean, not cool, but I am a Jersey girl.
Oh, no, totally. Own it. That's fine.
Yeah, I mean, it's like just stories about strong women and girls. Like, that's what I'm interested in, and I admire them, and I love, like, telling those kinds of stories.
Well, I think the world and the creative world behind and front of the camera is going to benefit from the work that you're doing, so thank you so much. Thank you for taking the time to sit down with us.
Of course.
This is Minji Chang with The Daily Buzz, and we sat down with Amy Adrian, who's the director of Half the Picture, a documentary premiering today here at Sundance Film Festival. Thank you so much, Amy.
Thank you.
And we're wrapping up The Daily Buzz on kcpw.org, moviecitynews.com, and You Offend Me, You Offend My Family. This show is made possible with the support of KCPW and Slamdance Film Festival. Our sponsor, Studio Movie Grill, which is opening hearts and minds one story at a time, and Onward, a search-driven brand experience agency. Additional support is provided by Movie City News, The Market in Park City, Ruby Snap, and City Cakes. Our producer is Lancia Wan.